First, though, mining companies in central Queensland, already struggling with the social and economic consequences of the state's coal rush, are bracing for even tougher times ahead. There are at least 11 new mines in the Bowen Basin on a fast-track construction program. By the middle of the year, the number of fly-in, fly-out and drive-in, drive-out workers is forecast to explode. Residents are being warned to expect at least another 2 years of extremely high housing costs. How's this for a weekly rent? $2,600 a week for a three-bedroom house in Moranbah. And as Cathy Van Extel reports, retailers and service providers are also struggling to survive the resources juggernaut.
Moranbah, about 200 kilometres inland from Mackay and home to some of Australia's biggest coal mines, is at breaking point. With rents spiralling out of control, currently $2,600 a week for a three-bedroom house, the town, like a number of resource communities in central Queensland, has become unaffordable. And now residents are being warned that's likely to continue for at least another 2 years. Late last year, the Queensland Government established the Rental Affordability Task Force to provide an immediate response to the housing crisis, especially in Moranbah and Gladstone, which is the hub of the CSG to LNG industry. The task force has taken a number of steps, including a moratorium on the sale of government-owned houses and land in these communities, as well as relaxing the income eligibility rules for government housing. Heading the task force is Linda Appelt, the Director General of the Queensland Department of Communities.
Traditionally, when we look at market rents, they do reach a plateau when it just comes, you know, obviously impossible for the market take up with rents of that level. So, you know, our expectation is that with increased supply in each of these areas, in particular with the number of National Rental Affordability Scheme properties coming online in the Gladstone region, that we will see some plateauing of these market rents as soon as that supply enters the market.
And that's 2 years' time?
That's right.
The task force will hold a workshop involving mining communities, local councils and other stakeholders early next month. Isaac Regional Council, which covers Moranbah, wants more done. Mayor Cedric Marshall says the community can't wait 2 years.
We won't have service industry workers, or we'll have very few, if it takes that long. We need immediate action now.
Cedric Marshall says the high housing costs have forced many residents to leave, and local businesses who can't afford to match the high wages paid by the mining companies are struggling to find staff.
We know there's been businesses in two of our areas that have moved on because they cannot afford rent for their workers.
Staffing shortages aren't the only problem for local businesses. There's also a squeeze on commercial real estate as enterprises associated with the mining boom compete for limited shop space. In May, Moranbah will lose its only dental surgery. Practice owner Kim Dodds isn't happy with the lease she's been offered on her current premises, and she says there's nowhere else to go.
For the last 12 months, I've spoken to council and BMA mining company in the community about having a building to relocate to, and there aren't any.
And why is that?
The mining boom means that mining companies need offices to move into, so what's happening is retail are moving out and mining companies are moving in, and it's forcing the rent up, and so the rent's becoming astronomical as well.
There are a number of other retail stores up for sale in Moranbah, including the iconic Bollywood Shoe Shop, which boasts customers like Queensland Premier Anna Bligh and Prime Minister Julia Gillard. It's a concern to Mayor Cedric Marshall.
The word about is that those shops are going to be converted to office space, because there's more money in renting an office space than what there is renting to a business that wants to run a clothing business or whatever business out of a building in Moranbah currently.
In nearby Dysart, a shopping centre is expected to be knocked down to make way for a more lucrative residential development. A number of businesses have closed down, including the butcher. Cedric Marshall says the medical centre, one of only two tenants still in the complex, is now in doubt.
Now, there have been discussions with council and the mining companies and the owner of the medical centre regarding some other area of land in Dysart where a medical centre could be built, but that's early stages yet.
The medical centre in Moranbah also has problems. It's crunched the numbers, taking into account the fly-in, fly-out population, something official government figures ignore. It's found it has a doctor-patient ratio of 1 to 2,750 patients, far in excess of the Queensland average of 1 to 1,200. AMA Queensland President Richard Kidd.
This is really pushing them to the breaking point where they are going from being a very, very busy service that was being very stretched at times to one that is now unsustainable.
It's prompted two new studies into medical services, one on Moranbah, the other on all towns in the Bowen Basin. The issue will also be examined by the Senate inquiry into the impact of fly-in, fly-out operations, which sits in Cairns today for its first public hearing outside Canberra, before a hearing in Moranbah tomorrow. According to a KPMG study commissioned by the Isaac Regional Council, if you take into account the FIFO population, the region needs another 44 doctors, 235 nurses, 72 police officers, 105 hospital beds and nearly 1,000 hotel beds. And it's going to get worse. This year, new mining camps will be constructed on the fringes of Moranbah to house what's expected to be a 100% fly-in, fly-out workforce for new mines. Mayor Cedric Marshall is concerned about the future. He says the FIFO population in the Bowen Basin is now already slightly greater than the resident population.
See, we've got a population about 22,500, and we've got double that. You know, we've got about 24,000 people coming into our council to work. You know, they're using our facilities. We're trying to fund the infrastructure catering for those extra workers out of a rate base off a population of 22,500 people. Everyone is suffering because of this coal rush.
These are incredible stats, aren't they? 24,000 workers flying into communities, weekly rents of $2,600 for a three-bedroom house. That's Cedric Marshall. He's the mayor of the Isaac Regional Council, ending that report from Cathy Van Exdel. It's 8:13.